Bạn có biết rằng khoảng cách và các vật cản đặc biệt phổ biến trong những ngôi nhà lớn hoặc nhà nhiều tầng có thể làm yếu tín hiệu Wi-Fi và làm chậm tốc độ Internet không? Để biết các mẹo thiết lập giúp tối ưu hóa kết nối NBN của bạn, hãy truy cập nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup. nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
China has successfully docked its Shenzhou 23 spacecraft with the Tiangong space station after an overnight launch from the edge of the Gobi Desert. The mission has carried three astronauts into orbit, including the first astronaut from Hong Kong, and one crew member is expected to remain in space for a full year, double the usual duration of previous Chinese missions. At the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in northwest China, a ceremony is held before launch. Like the mission itself, it's precise, tightly choreographed, and deeply symbolic. Minutes before blastoff, mission commander Zhu Yangzhu formally reports to senior officials that the crew is ready to fly as crowds look on waving Chinese flags. Moments after boarding vehicles bound for the launch pad, Commander Yangzhu says the support from ordinary Chinese people is what is driving the mission forward.
We can really feel everyone's enthusiasm, and we are deeply grateful to our motherland as we embark on our space mission, representing our country. We will spare no effort to succeed.
Fellow astronaut Zhang Jiwan promises the crew will live up to expectations.
Thank you to our country and the people for your support. We will certainly live up to our mission. Let's do our best.
And Lai Kaiying, the first astronaut from Hong Kong to fly for China, says the moment still feels surreal. The astronauts then board the rocket, are strapped in, and ready for the blast-off sequence leading up to the final countdown.
40秒.
Then the Long March 2F rocket ignites beneath Shenzhou. The spacecraft lifts into the sky at 11:08 p.m. Beijing time. Just minutes later, the rocket boosters peel away. Inside the capsule, the crew monitors systems and flight data as mission commander Zhu Yangzhu radios back to Earth.
Shenzhou 23 crewed mission is reporting that the atmosphere in the spacecraft cabin is normal and the astronauts are in good condition. Over.
At the Beijing Aerospace Flight Control Center, engineers and scientists erupt in applause as telemetry confirms the spacecraft has entered its planned orbit. Then comes the official announcement from the Jiuquan Launch Center.
Distinguished superiors and comrades, according to the rocket's flight data and calculations by the Beijing Aerospace Flight Control Center, based on monitoring data, the Long March 2F Y23 carrier rocket has accurately sent the Shenzhou 23 manned spacecraft to the predetermined orbit. The spacecraft is functioning normally. I hereby announce the Shenzhou 23 manned spacecraft launch mission a complete success.
But the launch is only the start. Just 3.5 hours later, Shenzhou 23 docks with China's Tiangong space station, where the new crew takes over from astronauts who have already spent more than 200 days in orbit. Their mission includes spacewalks, maintenance work, and experiments on everything from human health to life in microgravity. And in a first for China's space program, one astronaut is expected to remain aboard for a full year, a major test for Beijing's long-term goal of putting astronauts on the moon by 2030. Tiangong, meaning Heavenly Palace, became fully operational in 2022 after China was effectively shut out of the International Space Station over U.S. security concerns. Now, with NASA also racing back to the moon, Shenzhou 23 is another sign China's space program is no longer experimental. It's operational. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Some internet wobbles when things get tough. Ours? Rock solid. Built for speed and reliability, and backed by real local experts right here in Australia.
Yep, the kind who actually fix things for you, not just read from a script.
NBN plans begin at just $49.95 per month. T's and C's apply.
Visit leaptel.com.au and leap to better internet today.